A major victory just came down in court for the family of a teenager who was shot and killed in Seattle's Chop Zone in 2020. A jury just awarded $30 million to the family of Antonio Mays Jr. Good evening, I'm Molly Shen.
And I'm Preston Phillips. The verdict holds the city of Seattle liable for dangerous conditions at the protest zone, which was allowed to occupy parts of Seattle for weeks. Cable's Jeremy Harris is live this evening at the King County Courthouse. And Jeremy, you were there as that verdict was read.
Preston and Molly, it was certainly an emotional moment for Antonio Mays Sr. This is the end of a five-year journey to hold the city of Seattle accountable for what happened to his son at the Chop Zone. The lawsuit alleged that the city of Seattle not only allowed Chop to exist, but encouraged people to go there and then failed to protect them. After weeks of deliberating, a jury in King County delivered a decisive verdict, holding the city of Seattle liable for the death of Antonio Mays Jr. and ordering the city to pay $30 million in damages to his father, Antonio Sr.
Justice was served today.
Evan Oshan represents Mays' family.
How significant is this verdict, and why does it matter so much to the family?
Well, I think it sends a message, and I think the city is accountable. They're held accountable.
The lawsuit stems from this June 2020 shooting in the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Zone, or CHOP. Several blocks of the city were taken over by protesters during the Black Lives Matter movement. Seattle police were ordered to abandon the East Precinct as CHOP organizers held control of the area. Antonio Mays Jr. had come to CHOP from L.A. when he and his friend Robert West were both shot while driving a Jeep near Cal Anderson Park. At the time, police were prohibited from entering CHOP, and there was a major delay in getting medical care to Mays, who died after being taken to the hospital by civilian CHOP medics. The city claimed it was not liable for the actions of the shooters and had not failed in its responsibility to provide emergency response, but the jury didn't agree.